You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
Hope you're liking our brand new...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Podcast Office Horror Stories. I'd like you to become our Employee of the Month. I'll even hook you up with a $100 Visa gift card for being the Office Horror Stories Employee of the Month. Huh? That beats any parking spot or having your name on a crappy little plaque down a hall that nobody walks through, huh? For your chance to win the $100 Visa gift card and title of Employee of the Month, all you have to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Then, shoot me an email with a screenshot. It's that easy. You're entered to win the $100 Visa gift card and title of Employee of the Month. So go to Apple Podcasts or iTunes, leave your review of Office Horror Stories, then email that to me. Send it to Tony@OfficeHorrorStories.com, T-O-N-Y, @OfficeHorrorStories.com, and you're entered. Once a month, we'll pick a brand new Employee of the Month, give them a $100 Visa gift card, and you, by leaving that review, help spread the word that this show exists. As many employers like to say, it's a win-win, huh? Leave that review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, send me the proof, and you are entered. Go ahead, go get it done right now. Thank you for the support, and we'll let you know. Today in Office Horror Stories, what do you do when your manager only hires their friends? And the manager's friends are useless. What route do you have to complain to get the situation fixed? That's the dilemma we find today on Office Horror Stories.
Welcome to the world of crazy workplaces, Office Horror Stories.
Have a crazy workplace story to share? Call in toll free.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
Or write in at OfficeHorrorStories.com. This is Office Horror Stories.
That it is, and 833-HATE-JOB is the number to call and share your Office Horror Story. Or on our website, OfficeHorrorStories.com. Come, write it in anonymously, let it all out, share it with us, and we'll have a little pity party for you on the show and laugh about just how crazy some workplaces can be. Tony and Carol Hughes joining you on today's episode, and how are you this fine day?
Good. I was thinking eventually you'll have to come up with some kind of like gift that you need to give these people for the most pathetic story. Like, I don't know what it is. It's like, that one was so pathetic. You get this box of Kleenex.
I
bet, like that, you know, those are things that I think about. Because like with Real Ghost Stories Online, when you do like the yearly sign up, and currently with Office Horror Stories, we don't have any membership program yet. We will get there in the next, you know, many episodes, where there'll be some extras and extra episodes and all that stuff. But usually for like a certain amount of sign up, you get a prize. So that's something that is running through my mind of like, what
that's
could that
I was
be?
Thinking Kleenex or something cheap, you know,
just something cheap. I'm trying to think of nice things to give people.
Like, you can just sign it. Thinking of you.
Here's a used
horrible employment. Love Tony.
Half roll of single ply toilet paper. I used the other half earlier today. Thanks for signing up and supporting the show. Yeah. I was thinking like, you know, do people still use stress balls? Remember, I always liked those back in the day. That could be kind of a fun one with the logo.
I got one.
Yeah.
Just last week, I got a stress ball, and then I got one of those fidget spinners. And I find that I use the fidget spinner thing frequently when I'm on the phone.
Really?
Not the stress ball.
Huh. Fidget spinners are.
I just spin that damn old thing.
So like a year or two.
I have no idea why. I had to move it.
Carol with her fidget spinner over there,
yeah,
in the corner.
Yeah, I had to move it away from my phone because I was like just sitting there spinning it. And people would be talking to me. I'm like, yeah. What?
It sounds like something that like happens at like the old folks' home. It's like Carol's there in the corner. She's having her pudding and playing with her fidget spinner this afternoon.
Carol, you're doing such a good job.
Do you like that, Carol? Is that fun? Okay, Wheel of Fortune's coming up in just a little bit. Somehow, Pat Sajak and Vanna White are still hosting it.
Oh, my God, I know.
Alex Trebek survived. So, yeah, that'll be interesting in 20, whatever that may be. I have a fidget cube that my older daughter didn't want. And I have to, like, keep it away from me during the show. Otherwise, you hear all of the
is that little, what we're hearing right
yes,
now?
Yes, that's all the clicking and all that. I'm not like grinding my teeth while talking. It's the cube thingy. So I just set that right over there. I don't know. I'll figure something out and we'll get back to you on what that's going to be. I don't know what it is.
Sometimes there's a story that's just so sad. It's like, I need to send you something. Because you have a horrible, horrible workplace.
Start sending out like drugs. Here you go. Smoke a little bit of this. This should help, you know. Although I don't think
that'll go over really well.
That would not be although you know what, I bet as we grow this show, we're gonna end up having a lot of CBD sponsors because we already have a lot of CBD sponsors on Real Ghost Stories Online. This is the perfect show for that shit. Because I love CBD products. I use it instead of ibuprofen quite often. I don't like chew it because there's a gum that I like that has been sponsoring our other show, and some of the oils and stuff. I think they're great, and they don't have all this, you know, the side effects and the other nasty shit that's in some of the, you know, pharmaceuticals that are out there. And it works. It doesn't get you
high
or anything. My
dog has had the most amazing results from CBD.
Really?
Yes.
No.
It's been because he's old. He's almost 14. And yeah, so he's doing really well. And it was after I started this CBD oil. And that's non-paid endorsement.
Yeah. It's just, it's crazy how long it's for this natural product to just be available. But I think it's great stuff. And again, not a paid endorsement. I have no brand to plug here right now, though. Although Euphoric does support our other show. So I will mention them. They have the chewing gum. It's a great product. But there's a lot of.
Well, there you go. I bet they'll now step up to be your official gift sponsor.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a lot of good stuff out there. And if there was more of that, when some of these horror stories were written in, maybe we wouldn't have so many horror stories. Although that would not be good for the show. So nobody do anything. Just suck it up. Have a miserable life.
It doesn't matter. There will always be horrible bosses and horrible workplaces.
No amount of drugs or anything you can take to tamper that shit down. 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number to share your office horror story with us. Or, of course, you can write it on our website, which is officehorrorstories.com. Let's go to our first letter. It says, I've had a bunch of terrible managers in the 10 years since I got my first job at 15. But the worst by far was my manager before the one I currently have at a coffee shop. She was in her mid-20s and was a definite mean girl. All she did was gossip about everyone, talk about who she wanted to fire next, and try to start cliques and fights among the staff. She had a sassy best friend she wanted to hire from her other job. But before that happened, she would know some of my coworkers or show some of my coworkers pictures of penises that she would want to send to her. Well, there you go. Well, one day a supervisor who had been at our store for years came by to get a drink and was telling some of us about how awful our manager was. Someone on the manager found out and forced those of us present to write a statement for HR about the incident. I told her I didn't appreciate being put in the middle and forced to pick sides. And she said, well, if you don't pick my side, you won't have a job. Well, okay then. I wrote the statement for HR, but included a bit about the penis pictures. The manager decided not to pursue this. She ended up hiring her sassy friend and let him do anything he wanted. He'd show up over 2 hours late, forcing the people he was supposed to relieve to stay longer than their shift. He wouldn't wear his uniform. He wouldn't learn aspects of the job. He talked about sex all the time. The manager had one-on-ones with the entire staff except me because I was on leave that week due to a death in the family. And she threatened me with some type of termination. And if they contacted the ethics hotline due to what was going on in the store, she then proceeded to remove the number for the ethics hotline in the office to make it more difficult for us to find it. The manager was also trying to get pregnant. She talked at length about the sex she was having with her husband, even comparing his penis to a gummy worm when he was sick and she was ovulating. She got pregnant, and literally a day later, she was using this as an excuse to be an even bigger bitch than normal. I was talking to some of my friends from work and made a comment about how I hated feeling powerless in this situation, and they said that we were. I said, watch me. Then we organized a select group of trustworthy employees to bombard the ethics hotline and the district manager with statements and complaints. She was fired within a week. That was last April. Sassy best friend just got fired right after Christmas. He tried to take me down with him for some reason, but it didn't work. It was one hell of a job experience. That sounds like a lovely experience. You always think of coffee shops as kind of peaceful and everybody's laid back, having a great time, having their CBD and coffee. Not this. You don't think of it as being that dramatic.
Well, when the story started, I was like, oh, mom and pop, where they don't have an HR department.
Yeah.
And then when they do have an HR department, like, you can't do that shit at work.
No.
You can't.
You cannot.
No. I'm glad they bombarded the ethics hotline.
Yeah.
Once they found the number again.
Ethics hotlines are interesting things. I don't know. I've had luck with HR departments when I actually spoke to an HR department, not a hotline. But have you ever called an ethics hotline that you can speak of?
I have not.
You have not? Okay. I have. I have called an ethics hotline before, and I shared my stories, and nothing happened. Although, you know, it is probably like one person's word against another, but I did. I have called that before when there was someone who was, I guess, getting a little too frisky with many of our listeners. And then I'd hear like their stories when they'd call my show. And then I'd be like, you're married and you're kind of doing this in public with other people. And I thought it was a rather bad public image thing. So I thought that maybe that should be looked into, but nothing ever happened. So there you go.
Or they did. And then the person lied about it and they're like, okay, well, yeah. We can't take it any further than this.
I don't know what you can do with it. You know, honestly, it is kind of a personal thing, but I don't know when you're in the public spotlight, it's a different thing, you know, especially when it kind of gets overboard. And it's one thing if you're going to do that, which is not a good idea, but it's another when it's like, okay, this is like just going like waving a flag while you're doing it with like laser lights pointed at you with what some of the shit I was hearing. And I'm just like, this is not good. This is not good. So anyway, no, I think it's the only time I ever called the ethics hotline. I've called HR when I had managers that were like sexually harassing our staff. I've gotten two bosses fired for that shit.
And they should be fired for that.
Exactly.
And that woman who was doing that should be fired for that because you shouldn't be doing that.
No.
And it makes me really mad when people who are in charge are doing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's making everybody, I mean, it makes people really uncomfortable. And then there's that awkward, well, I can't say anything because it's my boss.
Yeah.
And then you end up putting up with it. So I applaud them for reaching out and getting them fired.
Yeah, you got to do it sometimes.
That's off.
You have to, you know, that's why that stuff exists. You know, at least give it a shot. And, you know, if there's retaliation, then, you know, there's ways you can retaliate back if that happens. But sitting there and putting up with it, you know, it's, you know, I get the arguments of, well, it's my job and I don't want to lose it. I feel that I've been there many times where I really hesitated. But at some point, if it gets to be just so much, you just got to say something. Otherwise, I don't know. I'm such a justice minded person that it irks me more than anything when something is not handled the way it should be. Go ahead.
Yeah. Cause the older I've gotten, the it's way easier. But when I was young, 20 something, I was really young, maybe 19. Mm-hmm. And I had a regional manager. I was working in a convenience store, and he started coming in during the evenings when he knew my boss wouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. And it was blatant, scary sexual harassment. It was scary stuff. And it was like, I lived in a little town. And who are you going to tell? Where else are you going to go get a job?
Yeah.
Because there wasn't another place for me to get a job. And that's the only job I was really qualified for, with a high school diploma. Mm-hmm. And he held that over me.
Yeah.
You know, like giving me keys to his hotel room and stuff like, I mean, it was bad.
Yeah.
And then he actually attacked me in the walk-in cooler. And luckily somebody came in, and I'm like, either you let me out or I'm going to scream out this door right now.
Yeah.
I could reach like the beer cooler. I could reach from the inside and push the door open.
Yeah.
It's the only way I could have gotten out. But then I ended up going to my boss finally, cause I was afraid of him.
Sure.
And I'm like, I don't know what to do. Well, then there was no ethics hotline.
Sure.
So she ended up, saying, you know, so he's been coming in without telling me and using a different approach. But the guy should have been fired for what he'd done. And I think eventually he did catch up with him, because I think he had done it to some other women. And once there was more women, there's strength in numbers, just like in that case.
Sure. It baffles me when people do that sort of shit, because it's like, what is going through your mind that you think this is okay and that you're going to get away with it? I mean, I get like maybe they've gotten away with it for a while.
Baby. He was married with a little bitty baby, which even made me more disgusted. Yeah. And he would grab me under the counter while I'm checking people out, I'm ringing up their order.
Sure.
Like, hey, look at you. No, I'm like literally checking them out at the cash register, and he's reaching.
Yeah.
Like, and grabbing me where they can't see. What do you do? Well, now I'd slap him in the frickin' face. But back then I didn't. I'm like 19 or 20. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. And then they take advantage of that. That's what the creepy predators, you know, that it's not like, it's fucked up. You know,
I would like to say things like that have changed, but there are young women getting sexually harassed at work every day. And no, it's not right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you should speak out, because if he's doing it to you, he's doing it to someone else, or that woman in that case. Like, you should not be treated like that at work.
Yeah, it's not not normal. It's not.
That's the thing acceptable. That gets me on my damn soapbox.
Thank you, Carol. We appreciate that moment. This moment brought to you by
Carol's soapbox.
Single ply toilet paper. Your chance to get some coming up at the end of the show, along with Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. 833 Hate Job. Is it Hate Job or Hate Boss? Hate Job? I think it's Hate Job. Hate Job. Okay. I'm still learning the phone number of my show. And I think I have a book out too, but they can remind me.
You do.
I don't know what I'm doing these days. It's early onset dementia. 833 Hate Job is our number at Office Horror Stories. So our next one, it says, I worked at a dog boarding facility for a couple years, eventually aspiring to be the supervisor. It was the best and worst job at the same time. I loved working with dogs, and I was close to most of my coworkers. I was able to get raises here and there, get plenty of hours, and could even smoke bud on the job. It was a lot of fun, but also a lot of hard work. The owner, however, was absolutely batshit insane, and the top manager, second in command, if you will, was a narcissistic ass-kisser. I have enough stories to fill books, but to give an example of how difficult the owner was to work with as a supervisor, I'd get up at about 5 a.m. to feed all the dogs and give meds to the ones who needed them. The owner just happened to be there one morning, and as I began to do the feeding, she walks down the hallway and sees me reading the feeding list posted on the wall. She scolds me and tells me that I should be reading the kennel cards, which have more updated feeding instructions, which are posted on all the kennels. Not 10 minutes later, she finds me in front of the big dog kennels feeding and reading off the kennel cards. She again scolds me and tells me that I should be reading off the feeding list out in the hall. It wasn't unusual for her to so blatantly contradict herself like this, but there's nothing you can do or say without pissing her off. So I learned to just put my tail between my legs and make drastic changes to my behavior as I constantly tried to follow her ever-changing wishes. I was driven to quit as her actions resulted in my having to work up to 12 hours without a break frequently, never having a clear end to my shift. She'd keep giving me more errands such as bathing her own dogs and always lacking the proper and often essential equipment to do my job. I was also expected to perform outrageously demanding lists of tasks. A typical day started at 5. After feeding and medicating anywhere from 60 to 200 dogs, I'd have to help the other employees put the dogs into play yards. When the kennels were clear, I'd clean them, all of them, on my hands and knees with a towel for the smaller ones. I'd have to fully disinfect the kennels of any dogs that were leaving, laundry, dishes, baths, sometimes 5 or more during my shift, setting up new kennels, and eventually and evaluating new dogs were just a handful of my duties that were my everyday routine. The owner, however, would spontaneously want the koi pond cleaned or both parking lots swept, etc. There was rarely a typical day where I didn't have some outrageous story about the owner's attitude and expectations. I learned something important. It's not worth it to work hard for people who are hostile and or mentally unstable. I felt like shit every single fucking day after I was promoted to supervisor. I was making good money and would even make some extra cash under the table for things like website work. Making a lot of money doesn't mean anything when you must face someone you detest so intensely like that for 5 days a week. I am so glad that is not my life anymore. That just sounds like an utter shit show. And good for them for getting the courage up and having the realization that there is no amount of money or title that will make you happy when you have to deal with shit like that every single day.
Well, yes. And any job that allows you to smoke weed while you're working, there's going to be some weird stuff going to happen at that workplace.
That's true.
You know, it's not like your typical workplace. There's going to be some weird stuff.
Sure. That's
always an indication like, hey, you know, you got this new job and you can smoke weed. But
I'm going to treat you like shit. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
And what kind of kennel has up to 200 dogs in it? Like, is that like a doggy... That's not a doggy daycare type of place.
That's like... I don't even know what the hell... That's... I'm thinking right? Like humane society, like big, big humane
yeah,
society.
Yeah, that's like a... Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was more of a... Yeah, maybe it was more of a shelter.
I don't know.
If not, I don't want my dog staying in a kennel with 199 other dogs.
Oh, no shit.
Got the feeling that they just got the one guy, you know.
Yeah, I have not had good luck. We moved here now in this area, in the Rogers Bentonville area of Arkansas. We have a new vet, and we had to board our dogs for 2 days unexpectedly when we were down here the first couple days because our house, the closing got moved. So we had the dogs like, well, where do we go? So we found a really nice boarding facility, professional, nice, clean, good, very happy with it. However, the place that we had been taking or had taken them to one time when we were up in Branson, we just couldn't find one that we were happy with. The last one, okay reviews online. And then we get there and right next to like a bunch of like the dog pens is a child in a pen. like a playpen, and it's like next to all of the dogs, the stranger dogs that people had brought in. And it's just like, not a good idea. Like, this is your judgment on the poor child. How are you treating the dogs? It was, you know, oh, he loves his puppies. I'm sure he does. He probably also has fleas. You know, it's like,
oh my God.
And a nasty case of kennel cough, your grandson there. But what people will do sometimes and think is just okay out in the open really just kind of baffles me. And
I guess if they put their grandkid like in a regular kennel, they wouldn't have to worry about it.
That shit's been in the news before, actually. It's like, and they're away for 10 years now. But thank God that I didn't see that. But it was just, you know, they were like, oh, he just loves the puppies. Like, okay, you know. And I get it. They probably didn't have a sitter, didn't have money for it. I don't know. It just didn't seem like.
And then while you were there, you got a whiff of weed in the air.
Exactly. And it was the 2-year-old in the pen that was smoking it. That was the weirdest part. And he was selling CBD products on the side. He's like, you want to buy CBD? I'm like, yeah, that's great. I love that stuff. Thank you.
Love that. Thanks.
Thanks. How do they make this stuff? Is this like cold pressed or cold pressed? Okay, great. Thank you. Is that Romper Room on in the corner? That's a great show. I didn't know Romper Room was still around. That's great. No, that's how that shit goes down. I have another letter here, but I have an office horror story that I guess I'm vicariously experiencing. And it has to do with our move here. And I'm not going to say the name of the moving company, because I don't want to get sued, but overall it was kind of a cluster. There was a lot of tension going on, especially the day of the delivery of our stuff. First of all, they way underestimated the amount of shit that we had. And I showed them all the rooms and stuff. Like, oh, I'll take this size of truck. I'm like, are you sure? Because when we moved here, we had like two of those. And even then it seemed kind of, oh, we're good. So, had to get an extra truck last minute. That was stressful because the driver was like kind of freaking out and had to be calmed down. And that put me kind of in freak out mode. Like, oh my God, we have to get out of this house. We don't have another day to load everything. What are we going to do? But they got the truck and we were okay. So delivery day comes and they had sub-hired out. This group was already sub-hired from the main company and they sub-hired another group with under their company. And they didn't get along very well. And I don't know what the deal was of why they weren't getting along, but they had their sub help doing a lot of the really grunt work, a lot of the really super hard work. And they were working their ass off. They couldn't get the stuff into the house. When they're getting the stuff in the house, they couldn't keep up with it so much that we were starting to pitch in to try and help. And then they got yelled at because we were trying to pitch in and help, which I thought was wrong. And it was uncomfortable. And there was some racial tension going on here. In fact, the gentleman who were sub helped out came up to me and said, if they keep talking to me this way, I'm going to leave. I'm going to walk. It's nothing against you. You've been very nice
to
me.
And they should.
And I said, you know, I said, I understand. I don't know what's going on or what the deal is. Do you want me to, I'd be happy to go say something, or if that makes things weird, I won't. He's like, no, I got it. You don't have to. I'm like, if you want me to, I will. But I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. It was uncomfortable. So, you know, I'm paying this company, you know, $7,000-$8,000 to move my stuff. And this is the shit that I have going on in my house. Okay. I don't think that's right. I went with the higher bid of the movers because I thought it would be more professional. I've had some bad movers in the past. I went with like the super cheap ones and it was not a great move. Okay, I'll go with a bigger, better. Maybe this will be better. And so that was that. And then I after the whole thing was done, a big scratch on our wood floor, we noticed. But I didn't note that on the sheet of all the shit that, you know, what's, you know, did we break anything? Because they really just kind of threw that at me and said, sign here, sign here, sign here, sign here, sign here, and sign here. And before they were even done, I thought I was just signing off that they delivered the stuff. So I go back and I said, hey, you know, we got this. Oh, okay. Well, you know, we'll definitely take care of that. Just send us some pictures. I get a denial form in the mail today. on that. And I don't even know how you'd fix it other than like a pen. You know, I'm like, okay. And I had already explained to them everything that had happened that I just explained here of the experience. And I said, you know, I really am not happy with how this, you know, the whole thing was handled and what I had going on in my house. And I said, I'm not looking for a free move here. I'm not looking, you know, I'm not hunting for money. I'm kind of just pissed. I feel like this isn't what I paid for. And well, there are best movers. Nobody ever has a problem with those folks. And I said, well, I'm not talking about your other moves. I'm talking about my experience. This is what happened in my house. Did you contact the people that they subcontacted out? Because I told you should call them and find out what their perspective was on it. So it's not just me. No. I don't know them at all. I said, well, I didn't know you at all either. But I hired you. And this is what was brought into my house. Well, I don't think that happened. So you're calling me a liar. I didn't say that. I'm not calling you a liar. Well, you said you don't believe that happened. So that to me seems like I'm being called a liar. And he got really condescending and really rude to me. And it was just like, holy shit. So I was like, you know, are you aware, like, you know, people can leave reviews on social media, like that exists out there. You know, there's a lot of ways that this, you know, this could be shared. But again, you know, from my perspective too, it is a very much he said, she said thing, even though I'm sure I can get these witnesses involved, but I don't want to mess with all that. So I'm just sharing this story anonymously as well, as far as what the company was. I'm not going to say the name.
Until next week.
Yeah, I'm not. No, because again, it could be looked at as like, well, you're making this up. Yeah. Cause I just like to go and insult moving companies. You know, it's like, I'm not, again, it's just like, I'm not looking for money.
Here's the thing though, I think, like, I don't believe in publicly shaming or a horrible review.
That's why I didn't do any.
That's my go-to.
Yeah.
However, when I have done it, maybe I think I've done it twice. Yeah. It was necessary because I tried getting results and I got nowhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fine, then you're a nasty ass hotel and I'm going to tell the whole world.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I have done that before.
And that's where I feel like that.
Trying to resolve it first, like talking to management, which you're doing.
And that's what I said. I said, you know, I didn't go online. I didn't go on the air. I didn't do anything. I'm not bashing you publicly. I came to you as a customer to a business saying, here is a problem with your business you should probably be aware of. Would you mind fixing this? Or, you know, and again, I'm not looking for money. I'm not looking. I'm just saying, here's a problem. And what I keep getting met with this guy is, I don't believe you, essentially. In fact, that was the exact words were, I don't believe that happened. And that to me irks me more than anything else, more than someone saying we're going to refund you and not refunding you, or we're going to do this and don't do this. It's the, you don't believe me? Like, what the fuck do I have to gain by telling you this? And you're not even doing your part to look into this. It's just,
you're not even somebody who's saying, if you don't make this right, I'm going to go rip you on Yelp.
Yeah. I got to that point on my call today. I said, you are aware, like, there are places to put reviews out there. Like, are you concerned with your reputation? You better be very careful what you want to say out there.
Well, you can, people say whatever the hell they want.
I know. And it's like, oh, you're going to threaten me now. So, but that's the kind of this, like, the corner that, you know, they push you into. And it's like, yeah, you're right. I don't want any more headache here. This has already been a pain in the ass with your shitty fucking moving company. you know, so I don't want you then to go and say I'm slandering you or something. So I'm not going to say your name. But it did make for good content. But I'm not going to say the name of the company. And there's a gazillion fucking moving companies out there. This is just one of them. But I did do a little research today because I'm like, was this just like a one, you know, one off, you know? And I did some research and I just found fucking boatloads of negative reviews. And
yeah, I think I'd be adding to them.
Yeah. So and a lot of the same shit where it's like once they're done, they don't care and all that sort of stuff. So. But I mean,
the last Yelp review I wrote about a hotel, I'm like, seriously, if the choice is this hotel or your car, choose your car.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I'm kind of at that point. It's just, you know, if there was just been acknowledged of, you know,
yep.
that was, I'm really sorry that that shouldn't have happened that way. But it was more like, we're going to look at you and kind of question your validity. That
now, don't you wish you would have looked at all that a little closer before you'd hired him?
You know, I did do some research. I guess I didn't dig deep enough because I remember looking into this, but I guess I didn't, you know. I typed in names and that's what I got. I guess
it's tough too, because anything like that, like, because that particular hotel, when I looked back, because I'm like, why didn't I look into the hotel further?
Yeah.
But, you know, people would say nice things and then there'd be one like mine, then something nice and one like mine. And I'm like, if you're reading these, any nice comment that's left here is an employee.
Yeah.
Like, that is not, those are not real people.
Yeah. And, you know, I think our minds too, what we do when we look at reviews, because a lot of companies, they'll have tons of fake positive ones. When we're on a mission to do something or we want the outcome to be a certain way, we're going to soak in what we want to believe. And we're going to go with that more than what is contradicting. And there were some positive ones out there too. It could have been employees writing them too. But, you know, I think I may have just been going off of that. Like, well, you know, every moving company has a handful of bad reviews because they do. There's very few that are like 100% five star. It's a tough industry. It's, you know, it's a tough thing to find really good help. And it's got to be difficult to maintain good people. And you're going to get bad apples along the way, I think, no matter what. So I mean, that happens. But you have to acknowledge that shit when it happens. And then do what's right as a company to your customers who experience the bad apple that came out. It is what it is. It's part of the industry. When you treat everybody like shit, I'm like, well, that's not true. They're great. And if we lose them, we're really fucked. Because that's kind of how I feel. So anyway, that was my experience.
This makes me so mad.
Yeah. And we'll take another look at that floor claim. Oh, I'm not going to promise we're going to do anything. But, like, whatever. Like, you, yeah, go ahead. You take a look at it. I'll go get a fucking wood marker and fix it. But it's just like, I hate injustice. And I know this is not a massive injustice to compare to some of the horrible shit that goes on in this world. But that was my injustice of the day of just frustration and being like, fuck you.
Oh, I get that.
So
that makes me mad.
That was good times. But again, I won't say the name, but that was, you know, that was good times.
What does it rhyme with?
I'm not going to even go down that fucking road.
It's okay. Like, okay.
Because in my anxiety, we'll go, well, they'll figure out who I am. Like, you know, but I'm just not. But that, you know, I'm like, but at the end of the day, this is going to be an interesting story for the show. So there you go. 833-HATE-JOB is our number. 833-HATE-JOB. We got another letter here. Before we wrap it up for today, it says, for a year, I worked for a rural nonprofit animal shelter run by the only animal control officer for the surrounding three counties. She was, without a doubt, the most neurotic and perhaps psychotic person I've ever met. I have a lot of stories about this woman, but the best one is this, the beaver story. One day, a series of complicated events that I won't get into here for the sake of the story. This place was run by me and one of other employee, my boss and a bunch of guys from the state pen up the road doing their community service hours. Typically, the guys from the jail did most of the real menial labor, while the other employee and I looked after the animals' welfare, and my boss just kind of dropped by and freaked out periodically. Well, this one day, we lost the jail program. Bam, no more extra help. On that day, I was the only person working. For scope, I usually came in and worked for about an hour or so in the morning, but that day I was there for close to 10 hours. Pushed my boss over the edge into pants on head crazy town. When lunchtime rolls around, she picks up some grub from Wendy's and we eat it in the exam table. Over our food, we have this casual conversation. Boss says, I got a treat for the dogs today. Me? Oh, what is it? Her food. The end. I thought it was a little odd that she referred to as plain ass dry food as a treat, but whatever. She was crazy and having a rough day. When we're done with lunch, we go out to help her unload the food from her truck, but instead of backing the truck up to the door like she usually does, she parks it in a way so that the back can't be seen from the road. Now I'm slightly sketched out. She opens the back of the truck and inside the dog crate she usually keeps back there are three skinned beaver carcasses, completely intact, eyes in their heads and everything. So where's the food, I ask? And she looks at me like I'm insane. Wait, you want me to? She nods. But where do I put them? Oh, just on the ground. Speechless, I do, as I'm told. Fun fact, beavers are not as small as they look when I'd see them at the zoo. Also, these carcasses were so fresh, they were still wet. And she just goes to town on them with a rusty hatchet there on the asphalt. She doesn't know how to butcher a beaver, so she's busting their guts and doing a horrible job of it and just handing me pieces of these dead animals, and I feed them to the dogs. Too confused by what's going on to disseminate any good employee autopilot. And when I was all done, she gave me a ride back to my dorm and we never spoke of it again. There you go. Who doesn't show up every once in a while with a little beaver treat for the dogs, you know?
Okay, that sounded really nasty. that was gross. That was just a really gross story.
It's a story for you, Carol. It's about animals and everything.
Like, I don't even have words for that one. And then I can't comment on that one.
Hell, do you come up with three beaver carcasses? I guess that's my question. Is this at least, it's not like either like common roadkill items or anything where it's like, oh, I saw a deer or I saw whatever, your common animal on the side of the road, and I'm kind of nutty enough to pick that shit up. Beavers? What the fuck are you doing? Wandering around a beaver dam with a hatchet?
Yeah, but she skinned him.
God.
Grosser. I can't talk about this.
I'm going to make you talk about this. This is going to be an office horror story for you. That time we talked about the beaver carcasses. No, that is just, it's fucked up.
This is what I'm going to dream about tonight when I go to bed.
That is, it's messed up.
That was messed up. Speaking that one should have come with a warning. A feral warning.
I would have warned you had I read the full thing. I didn't. All I saw was a weird treat for dogs. I'm like, oh, okay, should be interesting. I was expecting beaver carcasses. Speaking of strange animal meat, I was at the grocery store the other day. This is more than the day. This is about a month or two ago when I was in Branson. And ground camel in the freezer.
What?
Camel. Yes, as in we three kings of Orient are camels. We're riding in the desert. Camel, yes.
At the grocery store?
Yeah, at the country market or county market. I know it was something like that. I think it just changed names to like Cash Saver or something. But in the freezer section, it was weird. It was in the seafood area of frozen food. It was right by the crawfish because I was getting crawfish to make crawfish etouffee. And I saw next to it was ground frozen camel meat. I'm like, this isn't even an exotic grocery store. Like, this store barely carries like two types of milk. Like, why the fuck are you carrying ground camel?
Who in Branson is eating that?
I don't know.
There must be a demand for it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Unless camel has gotten really popular with the meth addicts, I don't know. Because that seems to be a lot of what goes on in Branson. Maybe it's one of those things, like when you got the meth, you got to have some of that camel burger shit. Oh, my God. Go to the country market. Load up. Have a camel burger. I don't know.
You're talking to the vegetarian. So I, honest to God, have no idea.
You know what camel goes great with?
I don't know.
Opioids. Opioids and camel. Yeah. I don't know. It's just... it's one of those things. So, yeah. But there, I'll tell you what, there was no beaver carcasses at the grocery store. So
that you know of.
That I know of. You know, questionable what's in the meat.
They're at the animal shelter.
You never know. Those nuggets, you never know what's behind the breading.
Just like I said, why I'm a vegetarian.
It sounds like a really interesting, like, Sunday evening show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Yep. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free Select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Like after 60. And after 60 minutes, behind the breading, what's going on at the local McDonald's? You know, it's all the stories of what really is behind the breading. It could be really interesting. Leslie Stahl will host it.
She's still around.
Is she?
I don't know.
With special appearances.
I'm sure she would do a great job.
Is Leslie Stahl still? I should look that up. I'm curious. I don't know. I'll Google that later.
So?
Leslie.
And it's S-T-A-H-L, I think.
Leslie Stahl. She's still around.
Good, good, good. Okay, so we end the show on a happy note.
Okay, Leslie Stahl is not dead, ladies and gentlemen. Yay. And there we go. We can all sleep well tonight with sweet dreams of Leslie Stahl doing stories of what's behind the breading, only to find out it's beaver carcasses. There you go. You have a office horror story, send it in, officehorrorstories.com or 833-HATE-JOB. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to Office Horror Stories.